This is Rio Pacino for Podtech.net here at CES 2007 in Las Vegas. I'm here at Microsoft's Xbox 360 booth. I'm here with 2K Sports' Alex Hayden. Welcome to the podcast, Alex.
Thanks, Rio.
Alex, we're here at Microsoft's booth looking at one of the games here on display, 2K Sports Major League Baseball 2K7. This game isn't out yet, but you guys are showing it off here at CES.
Yeah, man, we're just excited to show, you know, we've locked out everything else but gameplay. I mean, that's what we want to show. We want to show the new polished look, all the new animations, all the new player routines, you know, everything that the little things that make MLB 2K7, you know, that's going to make it a great game.
Now, gamers don't have a choice here because you guys have the rights to the MLB license.
Right.
So, you know, your biggest rival, EA Sports, they don't make MLB games anymore. So you guys are, you know, the head of the list here when it comes to these games. What are some of the improvements that you've added this year to this game?
Well, they do have a choice. I mean, they can play Sony's game.
Oh, that's right, with MLB 07.
MLB 07.
Right? But for the 360,
for
though,
the 360,
exclusive.
Exclusive.
Right.
New features?
Right.
New features. You know, last year we added the inside edge.
Right.
That was basically for pitching.
Mm-hmm. For those listeners who don't know what the inside edge is and the pitching interface, go ahead and tell them what that is.
Inside edge. Inside edge is a independent company that gathers every MLB stat for every player that you could ever imagine. And they relay that information to major league teams. Teams actually buy that information so they can scout. It's a scouting tool. And so last year we teamed up with Inside Edge, and we implemented their stat tracking, their scouting into our game. So as a pitcher, you could buy before a game started. You had a certain amount of points that you could buy, you know, a player's Inside Edge scouting information. So you could know, you know, where a batter's hot spots were, where their cold spots were. And so this year we've added the batters can now, you can buy pitcher stats.
Okay.
So you can tell if, you know, you can buy Tom Glavine stats, and you can tell if, you know, he's a nibbler on the outside corner.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know that you can guess out there. And when you with the hitting interface, if you aim to a corner, if you aim to the, you know, outside corner, and the pitcher is aiming to the outside corner too, that's where he wants to put his pitch, and you lock it up, you're going to get a vibration in your finger that's going to tell you that you locked onto the right spot, and so you know you're going to want to swing. And that's that inside edge feature, and we've really, you know, it's growing. And now it's not, you know, as a pitcher you can do it, as a hitter you can do it.
Alex, I'm an owner of the 2K series. I have MLB 2K6, MLB 2K5 as well.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much familiar with the inside edge and the whole pitching interface. It's very innovative,
yep.
Very new, very different.
Right.
What other new things have you implemented into the game besides the inside edge this year?
Last year we added all those new, you know, all the new HUDs and all the new, you know, everything. And this year we really wanted to tighten all that up.
Okay.
And we wanted to pull it all together, because it's the little things that either really bother you or make the game awesome.
And one of those things, there are a couple things that bothered me with last year's game.
Okay.
One was choppy animations.
Right.
Another thing was player models. I thought at times, you know, the whole clothing feature with the movement with the clothing,
yeah,
was kind of over-exaggerated. But I'll tell the listeners right now, looking at this game, it's actually on display here, the player models look a lot better.
They're all new.
It looks really new.
They're all new.
They're all new.
They're all new.
How about the animations? It looks like pitcher and batting animations have improved as well.
All new. It's all new animations. It's all new player models. I mean,
wow.
That's really what we added. I mean, that was the big deal. There weren't so many features as presentation. It's what we concentrated on.
Okay.
And it just makes it look great.
We were talking before this podcast about signature style. The NBA 2K series has their own signature style.
Right.
Shaq shoots like Shaq. LeBron,
yep,
shoots like LeBron.
Yep.
Kobe dunks like Kobe. You guys implemented signature style into 2K7 MLB as well?
Dontrell pitches like Dontrell. He's got his hat to the side. CeCe Sabathia has his hat to the side. Big CeCe's out there.
CeCe from my hometown of Vallejo, California. That's where I'm from. So that's cool.
Vallejo.
That's cool. So when does this game come out? How much does it cost? And what systems are this game coming out for?
March is going to be when it comes out.
Okay.
Price point, 360 is going to be $59.99. I don't know exactly on the current gen consoles what it's going to be. And this game will be out on Game Boy Advance, It will be out on Xbox, Xbox 360, PlayStation 2, PS3,
PSP?
PSP. Wow. And yeah, no Wii yet.
No Wii yet. Will we see that in the future?
Or hope so. I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the works.
Right, right. Okay, Alex Aiden with 2K Sports. Appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for the podcast, and good luck with the game.
Hey, thanks, man.